Testing. B4CBA Mobile.
For 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec.
So I heard a station in there, but I was on the phone. Okay. This is KB4, Charlie, Bravo, Alpha. Name is David.
4, Charlie, Alpha, Dabo. Delta, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec.
The suffix is Charlie, Bravo, Alpha, ABC, backwards. And I'm going to get into a little rough patch here on Wade Hampton in just a minute, so, but then I'll get out of it. But anyway, just giving you a warning. Well, I'm not hearing anything. Anyway, this is KB4CBA Mobile.
On mobile, this is KO4WTQ. I was trying to get my other handheld to work.
See, oh boy, I'm so bad with calls. Can you give me your call sign again? Because I'm mobile, I can't write it down.
Hello, Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, KO4WTQ.
Well, I got some of that. Like I said, I'm on Wade Hampton, and it should be getting better. But so, what are you up to today?
To the chiropractor, and just kind of messing around. I put a 80-meter dipole, getting it up, trying that out.
That's good. I had a Carolina Wyndham, but I had to take it down because we cut down the trees. So I can't. I don't have trees to put my antenna in anymore. Well, I had it up there about, I don't know, 45, 50 feet, and it was working good. 6 through 80, and. Now I've got a vertical. I got to run some radials though, so it's working. But you know, I can only hear just a couple of states over, and maybe three, and I can't get my dang FTA to work. Something's going on with it. So, anyway, problems all the time.
My signal sticks 80 meters into a dipole.
What's a single signal stick? I've never heard of that.
That's an antenna usually used on a car, and they got them for different bands, and you combine, and they got a coil in the first half, and then the antenna in the second half, so they're not as long.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of them, but I used to have one of those for 6 meters, I believe. I used that ham stick. That's what I was thinking of. And I used it on my tower. I built a little arm to come out off my tower and mounted my 6-meter ham stick on that. And, yeah, it worked fairly well. Heck, I don't think but there was but one or two repeaters that in the area. And I still have a 6-meter handheld. And every time I talked on that thing, people said it sounded like a base station. And I had to really back off the microphone. You know, I had to hold the HT way far away from my mouth because the people, you know, said it was just too much.
I got it wrong. It's a ham stick. No, not a signal stick, a ham stick.
I mean, you can call it whatever you want to. But, anywho, yeah, I hope that 80 meter works for you. I really miss checking into the net there on 3915 at 7 p.m. every night. On sideband, if you're on sideband, you know, they're there every night on that frequency, 3.915, and they have different people calling the net. You know, it just depends. Some people in Anderson and Moore and down in Charleston. So it's just people all over the place.
16, I got to try that.
3.915. I'm on the infamous Church Street Bridge where the construction just keeps on going here. I think they'll be through with it in about 2 years. It don't look like they've done a thing, but I guess they're working on the lanes we're not driving on. I hope they are anyway.
About 915. What time did you say?
PM. And sometimes you'll catch some people on there, you know, 6:30, 6:45, something like that. You know, they're just hanging around the frequency and talking. So you can jump in there, say hello.
Try that. Did you mention another frequency?
Well, I don't know. That's the only one I use on 80 meters most of the time, unless I'm doing FT8. And I think there's two frequencies on FT8, but you're pretty much, I mean, you're locked into that, those two frequencies with the software. But I think my radio is not communicating with the computer. I think that's the main problem. I got something going on with a Dimension 4, which is, you know, supposed to sync your time with the computer, and for some reason it doesn't want to sync. Hang on, I got another phone call. DB4 CBA Mobile.
ATQ.
Or WP, is it T or PQ?
TQ, Whiskey Tango, Quebec.
Okay. All right, so WTQ. All right, got it. And the name here is David. And who do I have the pleasure of talking to? I don't think you ever gave me your name. If you did, I missed that part.
Right, it's Greg and Greer.
And Greer, well, dang, Greg. I was when I threw out my call the first time, I was going over the railroad tracks on Wade Hampton, headed westbound. And we probably could have talked Simplex.
I don't think I put this thing on Simplex. This is handheld, FT5.
It would be, oh, Lord, 1460.10. No, that's not right. Yeah, that's right. That would be the input frequency, but we'd have to go to 5.52, that's right. I'm losing my mind. 6.520.
I don't think it would work.
Just hit the reverse button, and I don't have you in there at all. And I'm right at the top of the hill here. I'm going by Greenville Memorial Hospital. I guess it's. I know they can still call it Memorial. It's owned by Prisma Health and or run by them anyway. My wife used to work on the board, and she used to work there with all the VPs. But anyway, she's retired now.
Take care of your wife. My partner is passed, and I sure do miss her.
Sure you do. I hate that for you. And we've been married, what is it, 25, 46 years, yep. 46 years.
I'm sorry, I don't want to think about mine.
I understand. I mean, I had a loss early in life. My mom passed away when I was 4, so that was a real kick in the pants. And I won't get into all that, but anyway. Really miss her, and gosh, you know, she's been dead since 1959. Do you do any digital stuff on 80 meters, or are you just, are you just on sideband?
Sideband, but I'd like to do some digital, but I haven't done any. I haven't done no FT8s, like you're talking about, or what's that, PS, what, 31 or something?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with PS31. Do you have your computer and your up for for digital, or... are you just at the beginning?
At the beginning. I don't have the computer plugged into it. I'm just messing my base station. I have two of them together. I got a FT991A and a FTDX10.
Well, what kind of... rig are you talking on an HF?
Either one of those for HF.
I gotcha. Well, there's a lot to FT8, FT4, and all the other things you can do on the digital side of it, and when you get the WSJTX software, that's kind of the beginning, but oh, Lord help us. You'll have to have some kind of interface to, you know, for your computer to communicate with your radio, and you gotta have the Dimension 4 downloaded, and I have read that you don't need the JT Alert. I have that, but I was reading last night, as a matter of fact, trying to figure out what was wrong with mine, and they said you really didn't need it, but anyway. I'm hoping I have a bad cord from the computer to the radio, because I have a 7300 ICOM, and it, you know, you can just plug right into the back of it, the radio, and then plug into a other end into a USB on the computer, and you know, boom, you're hooked up and ready to go. And the radio is not seeing the computer, so anyway.
That trouble is, I haven't got room where my computer's at on the table to put the where the base station is to put a computer.
Well, yeah, I barely have enough room. I use, believe it or not, I use a roll top, but it's a big one. It is huge, and then it has a pull-out drawer or a flat piece of wood you can pull out and set a computer or a laptop on it. And then I have a humongous, it's an old television, flat screen that we, you know, we don't use it anymore. So I said, hey, can I'll just take it in there and use it for a monitor. So I have this huge monitor with all the WSJTX stuff on it. And then, so that frees my computer screen up for, oh God, I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, the software, the login software. And so when I make a contact, on FT8, then, when either I give the 73s or they send the 73s, it automatically comes up on my computer screen, and I just click, all the info is there. I just click OK, and it logs it into my logging software. So it's, you know, it's easy to do that way.
I've seen it operating at one contest I went to in Brunswick, Georgia, but I just haven't tried it myself.
Well, it's nice when it works, and it's very frustrating when it doesn't. I was on the phone with a guy in North. He's in North Carolina. I'm in Taylor, South Carolina. And he was, I can't remember what it's called, but he could actually see my screen on the computer and see everything that was going on. And you know, he had me reset a few things and. You know, figured it out for me, but it took 2 hours or more to do that. He was nice enough to do that for me, and he really helped out a lot. But there is a video on, several videos, as a matter of fact, on YouTube that you can bring up. Just type in the WSJTX software, and it'll, you know, show you how to install it, show you how each, you have to, you know, make all these selections, and it shows you which ones to make, you know, depending on your software and your radio and this, that, and the other. But anyway, so it's a big help.
KP2HX.
What do you want? Go ahead, Dave. I'm trying to find the gate code for the thing to get my daughter's subdivision. I can't find the gate code. They won't let me in.
Well, your daughter's a smart girl. What do I want? Wow. Wow, I thought you were my friend. I guess not. I'm just heading back from a service call up here in Spartanburg, heading back to the house. Yeah, good morning to the other station. Name here also is Dave. I'm mobile, coming into the Lyman area, so heading back to Greer, or Greer, or however you want to pronounce it. Over to you, sir, KB2HXS.
Back on the other end, and I'll let him give him your call. I'm sitting here looking at my phone. I've got it stored. I just got to find it.
KO4WTQ.
All right, name here is Dave. Calls are KB2, Kilo Bravo number 2, HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Go ahead, WTQ.
Oh, boy, how long you had your license?
1988.
About 3 years. That's what I figured with a KB call sign.
Coming from Long Island, New York. That's where I hail from. And I'm constantly getting told about my accent and whatnot. And I lived in Florida for 20 years, and I moved up here 5 years ago, up to Greer, or Gurr, however you pronounce it up here. And, yes, I catch a lot of grief from these guys, especially the other guy you're talking to here.
It's weather in the shade here, though.
Oh, heck yeah. No, I enjoy the seasons here. I really do. Growing up with seasons and a little bit shorter summertime and a little bit longer winter, this is a nice change. You don't have to deal with summer 24/7, 12 months out of the year.
The repeater, KB4CBA.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, that's one. Put you down. Yeah, see if I call you back. But anyway, I'm going to jump out of here, guys. I'm over my daughter's. I'm putting together a batting, what do you call those things? It's like a backstop for hitting a baseball. And so put that up for my grandson. So they live over in Powdersville. So y'all carry on. Get the talk with you, Greg, and you behave. I know it's hot out there, boy. I don't envy you one bit. Anyway, 73s to all both of you guys, and I'm clear. KB4CBA mobile.
It's good talking to you.
See you, Dave. Have a good afternoon. KB2H access. I'm pulling to get some gas here. I'm going to pull in and get some gas, and I will be back shortly. Have a good morning. KO4 WTQ, KB2H access.
KO4 WTQ.
4FEF, can I get a radio check? Can I get a radio check?
Doing good. Sounds good.
Appreciate the feedback.